booby-trapped web pages, bogus coupons, just a couple tricks used by cyber gangs to steal your money during this busy holiday shopping season online.
Let's find out more. Maybe get some tips on how you can avoid becoming a victim. With us this morning, once again, is ABC News crime and terrorism consultant Brad Garrett. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
What do we need to know?
Well, you need to know that websites and emails aren't sometimes what they appear to be. In other words, UPS, Zappos, Amazon, it may look like you're getting an email from one of those legitimate companies, and it may not be them at all. It may be a fake website, for starters. You have to be extremely careful what you click on once you open one of these emails, because what the bad guy is trying to do is get you to click on something that will then infect your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, etc. And that will allow them to basically monitor everything you do with that device. In other words, if you go to online banking, they'll be able to see your password. They'll be able to come behind you using your own device and steal from you. So think about every account you have that has a password and you have access to it online, and now he or she has the same access.
I've already seen a bunch of these, especially the package delivery notices. How do you keep up with these bad guys?
Menda, that's the problem. You don't. I mean, there's no way law enforcement can police this. There's absolutely no way. You're talking about, on any given day, 2 billion people online around the world. 12 billion companies are online. And so all of this is sort of, it's a catch-up thing that people realize they've been infected, they've had their identity stolen, they've had their credit stuff, their money stolen, and then it's investigated at that point. But it's one of those things that you have to be a little bit more proactive the best you can. And it's hard to do because we get hundreds of emails a day. And we go, what is that? I'm going to click on it. And you've got to stop doing that. You've got to really be vigilant about what you click on.
So what you're saying is the real problem is when we click on something we've received unsolicited. But if you go to a website and you initiate that, the danger isn't there.
No, the only danger there, Greg, is if you're already infected. In other words, if you go to the legitimate Zappos to order legitimate shoes, but the bad guy has already infected your computer, he sees what you're doing. In other words, he then knows your Zappos password, and he can come in behind you and order stuff from Zappos and have it sent to another location.
We're just about out of time, but would you consider this kind of the new organized crime ring?
Yes, and it's an epidemic problem that there is no way law enforcement can really get their arms around it, in my view. And so it's all going to come back on you to protect your computer with security software, update it, change your passwords, and make sure your internet browser is updated.
Brad, thanks for the tips. ABC News crime and terrorism consultant Brad Garrett.